You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Broadcast, episode number 42. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. All right, Jackie Almer here, and I'm so happy to have you listening in, either for your first time or maybe again here on my Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I am a network marketing veteran coming up on 20 years in the profession, and over 14 years of that, I've spent building my business using the tools of social media and the internet, and that really is my claim to fame. You can learn more about me over at JackieAlmer.com. Chances are you're listening to that. You can actually listen to these podcasts on that site, but perhaps you're listening through iTunes or Stitcher, one of the many different podcasting platforms that are out there for you to listen on your smartphone on the go. But whatever the case, I am thrilled to have you listening in, thrilled to be here with you, sharing some information. If you listened in last week, you'll know that I brought you part one of my experiences of recently attending the MLM Network Marketing Mastermind event put on by Art Jonak. This is the ninth year. This was the ninth annual. It was in Orlando, Florida. It was absolutely phenomenal. You can find the show notes for last week over at JackieAlmer.com/041, along with notes on the show, links, books, and different things that we shared where you can learn more about the powerful speakers who were there. So I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time today going into what is MLM Mastermind, why should I attend. Just know that it's one of the most fantastic generic network marketing training events that encompasses 3 days of learning from the best and the best and rubbing elbows with other best of the best. There can only be so many speakers on stage, but there were plenty of other 6 and 7 income earners sitting out in the audience with their teams, learning, soaking it all up, and sharing their nuggets with you on coffee breaks, at lunch breaks, and that type thing. So I want to encourage you to visit the show notes for this week, JackieAlmer.com/042, and I will have links over there. You can go to mastermindevent.com. Next year, it is October 31st through November 2nd. I know for some of you moms, that's a deal breaker because it's Halloween, and I understand that. This year actually was my first year ever attending Mastermind because of that reason, because of my children, and I never wanted to miss that time with them. So I totally get that. But if you're in a situation where you can go, you don't have children yet, maybe they're a little older, whatever, we would love to see you there for sure. I'm coming in that Thursday night bringing a whole team with me. We've got a team social planned already, even almost a year out. And I'm really looking forward to that event. So with that, what I am doing is I'm sharing the highlights with you from just a handful of the speakers. There's so many, too many to recapture, but I'm sharing some of the highlights with you of what spoke to me about this particular event, nuggets that I took away. And then, of course, again, I want to encourage you to get to next year's event and develop your own nuggets. So let's get into some more of the highlights. Well, the next speaker who I wanted to share some tips with you from is Orion Sale. Orion is from Norway, actually, and I actually had the opportunity to meet him first in 2008 on the MLM cruise, the MLM cruise that Art Jonak also puts on. I had the opportunity to meet him then, and he just made such a great impression on me with his youth, his story, earned over $10 million by the age of 30, and as he says, that was just the beginning. It really truly was, and he just has a fascinating story, and he talks about borrowing money to attend his very first Randy Gage seminar in 1997. And as he puts it, he was short on cash but large on dreams, and he had a vision for creating a large network and becoming a leader. And he built an organization that sponsored 5% of the entire country of Norway. And I have to laugh because here in the US, where I live, so often people say, I don't have anyone to talk to. Oh my gosh, if Orion wanted to make an excuse, that could have been it. Norway's too small. But, you know, look what he went on to do. And he really opens with what really sums it up, certainly sums it up for me, about what it takes to build a successful business. And this is what he said: hunger is the key to build a big business. Hunger is the key to build a big business. And that is so true. If you're not hungry, and I don't mean hungry like for sushi or something like that, I'm talking about a burning hunger to accomplish something else, to have something else, to get rid of something in your life that you don't want, to add more of something in your life that you do want. If you don't have that hunger, that burning desire, the odds of it really happening for you are super, super slim. And you know what? That's a harsh reality. We all think we want more. We wish for more. We hope for more. We dream about more. But when it comes to taking action, we really put our money where our mouth is based on the action that we take toward those goals, hopes, and dreams and wishes that we most often just talk about. So it's that true hunger that's the key to building a big business. I know for me, many of you have heard me share this over and over again. For me, my hunger was about being home with my children, making sure that I could be there with them full time every step of the way. Daycare was not an option. And guess what else? I didn't want a dull, boring, broke lifestyle. I really didn't. I had these two fabulous kids who I wanted to spend time with, but I didn't want to spend it, you know, looking at each other, cramped in the living room with the air conditioner on in Phoenix, Arizona, where it was boiling hot where we lived at the time. I wanted to be out experiencing things, traveling, going to museums and the zoo, and, you know, living life to its fullest, and not to have a paycheck or lack of money in a bank account to stop me. That was my hunger. So I ask you, what is your hunger? One thing that he really stresses is that you have to have a personal growth plan. You have to have a personal growth plan. Now, here's something really funny. I started in network marketing in January of 1994. I did not start my personal growth plan until January of 1997. Now, here's a funny thing. My business really began to take wings once I started my personal growth plan. And you know what? That's the same for most people. I already mentioned that Orion had to borrow money to go to his first Randy Gage event. Are you willing to do that? What events have you been to? That was a question I asked on last week's podcast. I want you to think about it. What was the last event you attended? If it was less than if it was more than 6 months ago and you don't have an upcoming event scheduled and booked and ready to go on your calendar, you need to get with it. If it was more than a year ago, you're in serious trouble. And if you've never been to an event and you're not having the success you want, there it is, right in front of you. Smack, that is it. It does not get any more crystal clear than that. Events build belief, they build knowledge, and they ultimately will spur you into action when your belief intersects with the knowledge that you've developed. So you have to have a personal growth plan. Your attitude is critical, and motion comes before emotion. So often we have to begin in motion, get out there, be taking action before the true emotion of our business settles in with us. And one of the beauties of network marketing, we have a platform for helping people to win in life, to win in relationships, and to win in their business. Now, another thing that Orion shared, he's had some ups and downs. He definitely has. And he says, we all live with our mistakes. And that's really true. Okay, none of us are perfect. Many of us make mistakes in this business, whether it's leaving a company, jumping to another company thinking it's going to be a better fit, or whatever it is, we live with our mistakes. And most of us are going to have and are going to make mistakes in this business. And that is okay. It truly is. That's just the way it goes. We live with our mistakes. That is okay. Be ready to live with them. Be willing to acknowledge them and share them. Be willing to apologize for them if they hurt other people in some way. But know that that's just part of the human experience that we all go through. Now, along with that personal growth plan, this is what he shared. Make a plan to overcome the temptation to quit. Make a plan to overcome the temptation to quit. Do you have a plan for that? It's a great thing that you can ask your new distributors. You can say, how do you want me to handle it, you know, when you stop returning my calls or when you give up on your dreams? This is what you do with them in the beginning, though, when they're fresh and they're excited. Ask them, how do you want me to handle it when you stop returning my phone calls and when you make the decision that other things are more important than the dreams that you've shared with me for what you want to accomplish in this business? And then he talks about making the fifth phone call. The fifth phone call is when you truly break into success. I mentioned on last week's podcast those amazing follow-up statistics. 80 to 85% of all sales happen between the fifth and the 12th contact. And that's what this is about. Are you willing to make that fifth phone call to every prospect on your list? That fifth phone call that reaches out one more time and says, hey, I'm not sure if your situation has changed. We've had some exciting things going on with our company, and I would love to share those with you if you have a few moments. You may know some people for whom the time is right. So he also asks, are you willing to put your dreams first in your life for 90 days? Just for 90 days. Are you willing to put your dreams first for 90 days so you can win in business and so you can win in life? So I ask you, are you willing to do that? Are you, yes, I'm talking to you right now. Are you willing to put your dreams first for 90 days? Give up all excuses, give up all temptations, and really power through. If you are, please go over to my show notes, jackieelmer.com/042, and leave me a comment and let me know that you are all in. I want to help uplift you and support you in any way I can in seeing that job through. On last week's podcast is one of the highlights. I shared that listening, actually getting to listen to Chris Brady speak and share from the stage was one of my biggest highlights, that along with his business partner, Oren Woodward. And so Oren is who I want to share with you about next, because Oren just has an amazing style and amazing delivery. And, you know, he just has powerful information. He's someone who can pack a stadium by himself with 12,000 plus team members. I'm not talking about a company convention. I'm talking he alone can put over 12,000 people from his organization in a stadium. And you know what? He doesn't do this just occasionally. He doesn't even do it just once a year. He speaks somewhere between 3 and 4 times a year to his organization at events, and they're always packed just like that. And along with Chris, he's the co-author of Launching a Leadership Revolution. And you can find that in the show notes over at jackieelmer.com/042. If you're looking to become a powerful leader and you're wanting to develop influence so that others follow you, get and read that book. Well, Oren shared a really powerful story, and I had heard this before, but I hadn't really experienced it like I did in listening to him, and then I went and Googled it for some more information. But there is an amazing, famous violinist, one of the most famous in the nation here in the United States, named Josh Bell. You may have heard from him. You can Google him, Josh Bell. Just type in Josh Bell Subway, and you can go over to the show notes again, and I actually have the link there to the YouTube video and to the article where you can learn a little bit more about this. But he wanted to do an experiment. Now, he's a person who absolutely packs he packs audiences kind of like Oren does. He's you know, worldwide famous, plays to huge crowds in Europe, in the United States, and everything. And it was interesting. A question that was asked was, and Leonard Slatkin, the music director of the National Symphony Orchestra, was asked the question, what did he think would occur, hypothetically, if one of the world's greatest violinists performed incognito before a traveling rush hour audience of 1,000 or more people? if he's not recognized, just kind of taken for granted, how many people do you think would A, recognize him? How many people would stop to listen? And how much money do you think that he would make? That was the question that was posed. Well, to share just a little bit more of Josh's story, and I won't spend a lot of time here because, again, you can go over and listen to it and read it for yourself. But he was a one-time child prodigy, and at 39, he's filled Boston Symphony Hall, and just decent seats went for $100 a piece. He's played in North Bethesda, standing room only. I mean, the guy is truly remarkable. But he went and played in the subway, rush hour time, went and played, and it's quite a fascinating story. And the question, the funny questions that's asked is, if a famous violinist plays and nobody recognizes him, if a great musician plays great music but no one hears, was he really any good? Now, the interesting thing about this and the way this, you may be thinking, what does this have to do with network marketing and me building a successful business? The thing of it is, we wonder sometimes, who's going to hear our message? Who is ever going to hear our message? Who's going to hear what it is, the song that we have to sing, what it is that we have to share? Because we have a powerful message, we have a powerful system, and we have a powerful way in network marketing. But especially in the beginning, when you're just getting started, it can seem like no one is ever going to hear and get it. No one. And it's kind of the same with Josh's story. Here he is, packed stadiums, has a violin worth reportedly over $3.5 million, just his violin alone, and yet he goes and plays, and I think one person, at least in the YouTube video, recognizes him and heard him play, and I think he made somewhere around less than $30, and one of them I think was a $20 bill or something like that. So he didn't even get that many tips from people. But it's very, very interesting, the story that he shares. And I know all of us can feel that way when we're building our business. We wonder, are we singing a song that no one is ever going to hear? No one's ever gonna get it, gonna capture the essence of it. And the reality of it is, just like Joshua Bell, sometimes we're playing to the wrong crowd. The subway crowd during rush hour traffic is not Joshua Bell's crowd. Some of the people in that crowd are his target audience. Some of those people had heard him because they did interviews later with people who had traveled through the day before and asked them if they remembered hearing him play and different things like that. Some of them did, some of them didn't. Some of them had walked right by him, and didn't even remember that he was there. But that's the reality, and that really, to me, spoke about timing in our network marketing business. See, everybody comes into this in their own timing, and nobody else's timing will match quite the same way that yours does. You're excited, you're ready to get started. You go share it with your best friend. They've got stuff going on. They've got an ailing parent who they may have to become a caregiver for. They've got kids who are transitioning into middle school and struggling with that. They have things going on in their life that sometimes don't lead them to be as excited about what we're doing as we think that they should be because their timing doesn't match. You catch them at a different place, at a different time, and that could be totally different. Or even that first phone call that we make. We catch a mom while she's, changing a diaper and the other kids throwing stuff around in the living room, and you ask them her if, she wants to stay home with her kids and make more money, and she's thinking, heck no, I'm home here on the weekend and I just want to go back to work. This is crazy and chaotic. And chances are she doesn't really feel that way, but if you've caught her at the wrong time, the message isn't going to fly with her. And that's really what the Josh Bell story really spoke to me about. And hopefully you'll get that too, that sometimes it's not that your music is bad or that you're a bad musician. Sometimes you're just playing to the wrong crowd at the wrong time in the wrong place. And when you can mix things up a little and change things around, you will be successful. You'll find that right audience. Oren also talked a bit about quitters, campers, and climbers. And he says MLM is for climbers. Okay? And he shared a great analogy of how, people can get in you can be in the fast lane. Let's say you're driving down the freeway. I mean, heck, I live out in Southern California. I know recently coming home from LAX on the 405, it was this way, although I have to say I really didn't get bogged down in traffic, but it was that situation where I'm in the fast lane, I'm doing 73, which is 8 miles over the speed limit. I'm doing 73, and someone cuts in front of me doing 55. Now, 55 is the legal speed limit. They're certainly eligible to be there, but it's kind of like, come on, understand the unwritten rules of driving on the freeway. This is the fast lane, the right lane's the slow lane. Know your lane, know where you fit in. So, what we can do sometimes is we can spend 10 minutes frustrated in the slow lane, being slowed down by a driver, and we go crazy. But we'll spend 40 years in corporate America and we just accept it. We grow to accept it. We talk ourselves into accepting it. Okay, he talks about that and it's really, really powerful. He shares, we have a step-by-step recipe for success. All we have to do, you and I, all we have to do is add a little bit of courage. Leadership transcends companies. When you're a strong, powerful leader, you can keep a team together, you can lead an organization through trials, tribulations, and through different things that happen in companies. Another thing he shared is why be interested in the averages. I love that he shared this because I have always said that when people will say to me, well, what's the average amount that I can expect to be earning? Or what does your average distributor make? The first question I always ask is, why do you want to be average? Do you consider yourself average? And if not, then why start there? So why be interested in averages? And then he does a lot of great mindset training through audios mostly with his team. And you know what? You probably already know about that because you're listening right now to this podcast. You are investing your time into growing your mind, expanding it. You're listening to this podcast. You're listening to this audio. So you already get the power in mindset audios. So that's what I have to share about Oren. Let's move on to the next leader. Right, so the next presenter that made a big impact on me, this was my first exposure to him, is Wes Linden. Wes is out of the UK and he touts himself as a university dropout to enjoying over 50 holidays in the last 5 years. And I think one of the things about Wes's presentation, besides the fact that he's so funny, he's got that British humor, besides that, he actually created a YouTube video, or I shouldn't say a YouTube video, I can't find it on YouTube, but he created a video where he brought together a group of 8-year-olds, because of course we've heard before your presentation and network marketing should pass the 8-year-old litmus test, and that is, if an 8-year-old can't do it, can't explain it, it's too complicated. So he actually pooled together probably 6 or 8 8-year-olds. I'm assuming that they were relatives of his. I'm just guessing that. I don't know for certain, but it was pretty interesting. He gave them a script. He told them what to say. He put them on the phone to call people, and it was just hysterical, but it really drove home the point of keeping the business really, really simply and simple. Simply simple. How's that? And he cracked us up with sharing how you can be so successful. You can be the poster child growing up through school, straight A student, on to college, blah, 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 get a good job, do all these other things, make all these right decisions. And then all of a sudden, you make one decision that your family and peers don't appreciate, and now you're surrounded in negativity. And that would be joining a network marketing business. Now, again, you've made all these great decisions. Amazing things have happened, and you decide to join a network, and everybody's applauding you and slapping you on the back, and everything's great. And you make this one decision, and all of a sudden, it's negativity. Oh my gosh, you signed up in one of those? What are you thinking? What's wrong with you? And you know, your own mindset has to be willing to say, look, one decision out of all the decisions that I've made that somebody chooses to determine is not a good one doesn't determine my ability to be successful. It has absolutely nothing to do with it. Now, he shared a great little acronym that I want you to write down. I want you to write this down, and this is what they use over in the UK, our good friends, the Brits, and that is GUPTR. Goopters. They call these people Goopters, and that stands for generally unsuccessful people talking rubbish. Generally unsuccessful people talking rubbish. Rubbish. That was a lot of fun. Now, what he talked about that really also made an impact is he talked about the power in using tools and keeping it simple. And one of the things that he shared as a great follow-up, and I want you to really think about how you might do this, is to send people home with something really simple. So when you sit down and take somebody through your presentation, or maybe you have them watch a video on your website, or what they come to a meeting, whatever it is, you want to have what I often call a follow-up pack prepared for them. A follow-up pack, you don't want to load it down with too much information because people will look at it and go, oh, I don't have time for that tonight, or I don't have time for that today. You know, maybe tomorrow, maybe this weekend, maybe next week, maybe next month. It goes on and on and on before they find the time to go through your follow-up pack. But if you give them something simple, and in most cases, the most simplest thing is going to be a CD or a DVD and maybe a small sample of your product, depending on your opportunity and how that might fit in, a small sampling of your product is going to be powerful. So you want to send them home with something simple so that, and you want to educate them. Now, if you feel compelled to start talking about this to someone instead of you trying to explain it, pop in this CD, pop in this DVD. That'll be a powerful way to do things. Now, he shares the story of when he was introduced to his very first network marketing company. It was someone at university. I don't know if it was a professor. I can't remember. I didn't catch that part. But someone shared with him, oh, he was doing student teaching, and someone there shared with him about network marketing. They invited him to a meeting. Now, he didn't have a car, he didn't have an ability to get to the meeting. So his father drove him to the meeting. As they were driving, they were talking about it, and his dad asked him some questions, and his dad said, well, let me ask you one question. Do you have to pay to join? And Wes said, well, yeah, you do. And his dad started shaking his head and saying, I don't know. I don't think it's good. But his dad went in with him, sat through the presentation, and then, as Wes says, the smartest thing his would-be sponsor did was send him home with a cassette tape. They were cassette tapes at that time. And what he and his dad did is they put the cassette tape in for their drive home and listened to that. And when they got home, Wes said to his dad, well, Dad, what do you think? Do you think I should do it? And his dad said, Wes, I think you'd be an idiot if you didn't. So that is the power in what a tool, a professionally designed tool, can do for you when you let it do the educating and the re-educating of yourself, your prospects, and even your best critics. So that's the power in using tools and a follow-up opportunity pack to send home with someone once you've met with them. He also talked about sliding door moments. Sliding door moments when you have a choice. You can go through this sliding door or that sliding door, and the choice that you make can be the defining moment for the rest of your life. So when you're thinking about quitting your network marketing business or thinking about getting involved or whatever it is, take a good, hard, long look at the doors that are offered to you and choose wisely about where you want to go, which door you want to walk through. Well, there you have it, the big highlights that I'm taking away from the speakers. But before we close out, what I really wanted to do is I wanted to share tips from four other speakers that really, really made a difference with me. Really made a difference with me. The first was Dana Collins, one of the few, sadly, I will say that's my one complaint is that there weren't enough female speakers. We were not well represented on the stage there. But Dana Collins did an amazing job, and she had a great quote, or one thing that she talked about is that, you know, so often, and especially as women, and I'm sure that men do this as well, but we have this tendency to compare ourselves with others. And that can be such a dangerous, slippery slope to go down, you know, is that of comparing ourselves to others because we're unique. We all have our own unique circumstances, and we don't want to do that. But what she said is, when we compare ourselves to others, what we really do is we take the best in someone else to what we see is lacking in ourselves. So we look at the best in someone else and we compare that to what we see as lacking in ourselves. And wow, when you think about it that way, that is truly not a very accurate comparison, no matter what it is that you're talking about, right? So that was a cool nugget from Dana Collins. Art Jonak, our amazing host and the mastermind behind the mastermind, started out by sharing, let people know that there will be problems. Now, obviously, you don't want to, you know, set them up for failure in mental conditioning, you know, telling about everything bad that's going to happen to them from the beginning, but you don't want to paint it as all rosy, picturesque, and like nothing bad ever happens, and that there, you know, shipments don't ever get delayed, orders don't get messed up, you know, that people don't sometimes have to wait on hold with customer service for 2 minutes or 5 minutes or anything like that. So let people know that there will be problems, but also let them know the pot of gold that awaits at the end of the rainbow if they're willing to stick that out. Justin Harrison, another great presenter, he shared a really powerful story about where success is. So many people, so he drew a vertical line. So picture a vertical line being drawn. He drew that vertical line, and at the bottom, he put failure, poverty, however you want to look at it, unsuccessful, that was at the very bottom. And then halfway up that vertical line, he wrote getting by. And so then the question that he asked is, where on this little diagram does success lie? Now, most people would put the little pin mark at the very top and mark success up there because they figure, well, if poverty and failure's at the bottom and barely getting by is halfway up, then success must be at the very top. But then what Justin did is he went over and he drew just a tiny X just slightly above getting by. And he said, this is really where success is. It's not that far out of your reach. It takes stubborn consistency. It takes 2 contacts a day. And you have to know that you have to pass through failure to have success. And success comes through you before it comes to you. And then the final tip I want to share from you was probably from the person whose story made the most impact on me. And unfortunately, I did not get to meet him in person, but he has an amazing story. And that's Andy Dule, who's from, I'm trying to think, somewhere in Africa. It's escaping me right now. It starts with an A. Can't think of it. I'll have to look it up and put it in the show notes. But he immigrated to the U.S. at age 18 after living in extreme poverty with his family and going to bed hungry most nights, you know, being the one that had to walk miles and miles to go for the handouts for bread. Albania, that's where he's from. And all of his life as a child, he heard about the American dream, the American dream, the American dream. And what he knew is that he had never heard about the Albanian dream. He had never heard about that, but he kept hearing about the American dream. And he knew that if he stayed in his country, he would continue to struggle. He would continue to have the same struggle that his father and his grandfather and those before him had had. So he had these compelling thoughts about a better life, and he begged his father to help him get to America. Well, at age 18, in April of 1998, he left his family and he came to America. He had $300 or a few hundred dollars, I guess it is. He may have said 300. I don't know. $300 in his pocket. He didn't speak any English or have any connections. He landed in Atlanta, Georgia, and got to work. His very first attempt was at a McDonald's trying to order something. He couldn't speak any English, and unfortunately, the McDonald's person serving didn't even try to help him by having him point to what it was he wanted. And he frustrated, he walked out of there, and he said to himself, "What's another night going to bed hungry?" Now, his story spoke to me because we all have those people in our business who talk to 2 people and then they quit. We have those people in our business who, you know, someone they care about and their family says, "Oh, that's so stupid. Why'd you get involved in one of those?" And they quit. We have those people in our business who sign someone up who, you know, we just know is going to go on to be the Starfleet commander, the top income earner in the company. They are our claim to fame, our claim to fortune, and they quit. And then we quit. We all have those people in our business. But you know what? You can't look at Andy Dooley. You can't listen to his story. You can't listen to so many of the other stories and not be just powerfully impacted and say to yourself, seriously? If someone can overcome those kind of challenges, I can overcome a few people for whom the timing is not right. And if I will stay with it and stay with them, many of them will come into my business when the timing is right for them. So as he asked himself, what's another night of going to bed hungry? You can ask yourself, what's another day of going to bed without signing up a distributor? As long as you've taken the action steps that you need to, you know that if you keep moving forward, you will get those signups. You'll get a lot of them, and you will have that success. And pretty soon, it won't just be about you having a signup each day. It'll be about your team and the number of new team partners that are coming in each and every day. And you'll no longer be asking, what's another night of going to bed without growing my team? Well, there you have it, the MLM Network Marketing Mastery Event 2013 Recap Part 2. Again, go over to the show notes, jackiealmer.com/042, and you'll get all the show notes, links to resources that I mentioned, links to the Mastermind event for next year, October 31st through November 2nd, Orlando, Florida. Please let me know over on those show notes. Please let me know if you plan to attend. I would love to meet you, make sure that we connect. That would be a real highlight for me, is to have that happen. And I will look forward to seeing you at other generic events. Speaking of which, the Association of Network Marketing Professionals has signed the ink on our contract to be in Dallas, Texas, the last weekend in March. I don't have those dates right in front of me, but that's the next generic event that you have the opportunity to attend, and I'll be sharing more about that and interviewing some of our upcoming speakers for that on a future podcast. So stay tuned for those. Thanks so much for spending this time here with me. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you would go to iTunes, type in my name, Jackie Almer, type in Street Smart Wealth, Profit in Your PJs, whatever it is, and please give me a review. Please rate the podcast. This lets me know that I'm making a difference. And if you have something specific you would like to hear, go over to jackiealmer.com/question. You'll see the little icon way off to the right there. It'll open up and you can leave me a little voicemail recording of your question, and I would love to use it on an upcoming show. And, you know, highlight the different things that you would like to learn more about. So it's Jackie Almer signing off. I'll talk to you next week. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.